make Mary's crackers?
You didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, Parshas, I'm just going to celebrate. Okay. You came to learn this Parsha without going through the Rechaim HaKadosh, HaMesamach L'Bachal HaTayif. Today already became a song. I don't have the Lashon over here because it's not on the shelf. But he says what's called B'Chal HaTayif. First Tayif means Torah, and the Sunday, it's Koilol all Tayif HaShemayilam. If a person would recognize the mind of Torah, that is, he'll be mishtagim aleo. He would go mishugo, but be loyal to run after Torah more than all kesef v'zov shabaylam. And that's what's called semachta b'chala tev. It's koilal all the tevis in the world. So this is where the Torah tells us how beautiful Torah is. It's the best. I mean, Matan Torah happened in Parshas Yisroi. We've had many times the Torah talks about Torah. And now suddenly the end of the Torah, Parshas Kisavai, at the end of the Torah mentions this Maila, the Torah is, either should be in Bereishis or even Parshas Matan Torah. Why does the Torah wake up in Parshas Bikurim over here, talks about B'Samachta B'Chalat Toif, somehow over here, what is the Torah teaching us? This idea that Torah is greater than everything else. It's the best Toif in the world. She can say like this, there's a Rashbam in Parshas Emor, we discuss Laman Yedid Derosecha B'Sichas Yashatis Neisrael. So we know Laman Yedid Derosecha means by Sukkos is the Anakovet. And the Kasha many asks, if Sukkos is Zechel and Anakovet, why do we celebrate Sukkos on Sukkos? It should be celebrated on Pesach. That's when we came out of Mitzrayim, at the Anakovet. We've had a guy called Pesach falling on Sukkos. We never had Sukkos falling on Pesach, right? Right? So that's the joke. Right? But why does the first one bother by it? There's a lot of different terutzim. It's cold already. It's the end of the people going back in their houses. It's not nikkur. There's a svara from the smachad yisharim. The man yedi, you have to have das. You can only have das. The gemara in tzaita says einon mechet nachlas by ruach shtus. The whole year you walk around with shtus. The only time you have das is after yom neroim, where you've cleared your mind. There's all these type of terutzim. The Rashbam asked the kasha already, and he explains that the time of Sukkot is ba'ascho migarncho mikvecho. It's called Zman Asifa. That's what Sukkot is. Zman Asifa in the agricultural society, that if a person had his biggest parnasa, I can say the biggest deal people have, sometime in the year they have that big deal. That they get that deal, they made parnasa enough for the year. In the time of agricultural society, their houses were, their storage was full at the Zman Asifa. So the person at that time of the year is very likely to forget Hashem. And he can see, I worked hard and look what I have. In order not to forget where the source of Rabbi Anasa comes from, Rabbi Yishlam says at that time, I want you to remember the Nana Kovid. You know why? Because in the Man Yedu, Kederosecha, Kabisuka, Zeshat, and Israel, is referring to the whole years of the Midbar, where you went in a land there was no Zerua, and you had over there mum, and you had the Rebbeinu took care of your needs. So you realize that what you have in your life only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order not to lose, when a person has such so much Gashmi, to forget where it comes from, that's why you Masak and Sukkos at that time. That you remind yourself that what you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in other words, that's an easy time for a person to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mikdash Levi doesn't bring this Rashbam. So it's a similar idea. A person is in Oisik now, in the Paris Oretz. You're busy with your fruits now. You may come to forget about the Toiv of Torah. So Dafka over here is telling you that even though this is beautiful, you have fruits now. And you bring the fruits to the Bishop Mikdash. We may be too into your fruits. And therefore, to remind you, the Rabbi Shalom used the word Vesamachta Bachala Toiv. You have to have the right Toiv. You have to have the right Toiv. And not only you have to have the right Toiv. The Torah says Vesamachta Bachala Toiv. Torah and the mile of Ruchnis is only through Simcha, as we see later in this parsha. Tachas as levati b'simcha ubetuv leiva miroiv koil. A person can have roiv koil, but then, exactly, that's the taina. Miroiv koil, if you don't serve Hashem b'simcha, you don't serve Hashem. So a question some of the first are bothered by, that the Mishnah novice says, Lo'ilam avarat selzva mitzvah, she mitzvah gereris mitzvah, v'avera gereris avera. He says every yid, the morning wakes up, What's he do the first thing? Even if he drinks his coffee, but then right away he goes to Shacharis, he puts on tefillin. So why isn't the mitzvah mashmir him? He should be running to mitzvahs right after Shacharis. But no, we're not running to mitzvahs right after Shacharis. Some people don't end up learning till the end of the day. Why is he even saying mitzvah gereres mitzvah? So they say over because Pshara is lo ilam avarotzlan bar mitzvah. Are you running to Shacharis? Are you putting on tefillin the way you put on the day of your bar mitzvah with such cheshek? If you be ratzlan bar mitzvah, taka mitzvah gereres mitzvah. But if you're just doing the mitzvahs, that's not mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Over here, tachas levati besimcha yo. If you didn't serve Hashem, simcha means you're not doing it. Especially a person connects through simcha. That's the avoido. A person has to realize that we know the zman of Rosh Hashanah is a zman of shofars. The swarm bring down. The shofar comes on the lashon of shafru maseichem. Most of us, Baruch Hashem, in the full environment, are, as we say, checking the boxes. We're davening. We're even davening with a minyan. We're even answering our mishmei rabbo. We go through our thousands of mitzvahs a year a person's doing. He's doing his tefillah, he's doing his Torah, he's doing his stalker, he's doing his chesed. You go through the list. There's plenty of boxes to check off. Abba Yemei Adin is going to tell you how you're doing them. One of the things mentioned in this parsha is Bir Maisras. Vidu Maisa. In Vidu Maisa, we say a statement, seems a little bold. We say, Asinu Kechol Asher Tzivisanu. We did everything we're commanded. Could you get up and say that I did everything I'm commanded? What's the interesting lashon? And this is vavidu. Vidu maisa. You use such a lashon, asinu kol asher dibar, right? Asisi kol asher tzivisanu.
Going on, I always gave maisa because I cleaned out my house and got rid of the...
Right. Whatever he is. But it's a very bold statement to say I did. And especially this guy, Babir Maisa, if you think about it, it's the third year. He's been procrastinating. By the third year, you know, is the deadline. He's going to get rid of everything. And now he declares this by being Maestras. So is he so on time? The guy that makes it for Baruch Hu and leaves by Varel Tzion feels a Dam Shachris with a minion every day. Right? Right? That's what the guy feels, right? He made it. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I'm as a Bacha. So the Mir actually served the Suda exactly. I don't remember what time it was. The whole thing was over in 45 minutes, an hour. If you missed it, so what, a guy woke up late, he went to the Shtiblach, he chapped Baruch Hu, then, before he ready Chazor Sashat, he went to the next minion for Kriyas HaTorah, then he ran back to Yeshiva and ate, and then he ran back to the Shtiblach for Musaf, right? That's how it went. Oh, guys, right? And these guys, David with a minion. Huh?
Hasn't changed,
right? That was, and there's a guy, David with a minion always, right? On the Shidduch resume, right? David with a minion. Right? It's not like the Bacha. You know the story of the Bacha they called? They once called the deer to find about the Bacha. The Bacha himself picked it up. So he wants to know about his roommate. He didn't know it was talking to the Bacha himself. So he wanted the guy who was looking for his daughter, he asked him, does the guy go to Shachris? Does he down to Shachris all the time? Does he get up for Shachris? So this Bacha said, I can tell you one thing. I'm not such a guy that goes on time so much, but whenever I get up, he's not in bed anymore. That's what he told the guy, right? Talking about himself. So the point given over here is, how could he say such a bold statement? So years ago, Rabbi Friend, he said over from Rabbi Soloveitchik, and I just saw this now, this year, in the Sefer Mikdash Alevi, the same vart. If you look at the example, the Diak of the Pasik, Asisi Kechol Asher Tzivitzanu. It's a vidu, I'm doing everything like I'm supposed to do, exactly. I'm bringing my maestras. Is it kol asher tzivisoni or is it kechol? It looks like most of us live life like that. It's kechol. It means we have shachris a little bit, we do learn a little bit, we chest a little bit. It's, you know, the big picture looks good. But is that kol asher tzivisoni? So the vidu is kechol. The vidu is the taka I'm giving a vidu on the fact that I didn't do what I'm supposed to do. I did kechol like I'm supposed to do. That's really what the vidu is. First, let's realize that Rosh Hashanah is the time for Shafru Maseichem, the Medrash says. Shafru has lost of making your Maseichem a little better. Not a complete change. But in other words, benching, davening, learning. In other words, if I could do less Middle Torah. Less Middle Torah. Machiav Salman is shmuzim during Aseres Metshuva used to say that maybe once a year during Aseres Metshuva, Learn a little more Lishma. Learn a little Lishma, not because someone's looking, or not because of a Shidduch, or not because of a Shtela, and not because of any other reason. Just learn a little bit. A little more Lishma, a little bit during your Seres Mitzvah. You know, that's what, that was one of some of the avoiders that we have at this time of year. That's the avoider a person has to do, Tachas Leivalti B'Simcha. That we have to do our mitzvahs with a little more enthusiasm. It's not that we're not doing the mitzvahs. Oh, but the Leivalti B'Simcha, if you do a little more B'Simcha, you have. The problem is we get so sidetracked. We have to get other things always pulling us. Not that we're to say the Gashmi is not something which you can use for Ruchnis. As we mentioned earlier, that there's a Ben Yoyada brings down in Horius Daf Yudam and Base. The Gemara talks about over there, it's not bad for Tzaddik to have Shteishel Chonos, means to have wealth in this year. And the Gemara brings down the story, there's two Talmid Chachamim. They knew Gemara's and they asked them. And they said the reason is because they have a little small piece of real estate. They have a little parnasa they have. So they had Ashiras and Torah together, the Gemara says. Says the Ben Yoyada, that Gemara brings down the Rabbeinu Tam. When he learned, he had in front of him a plate of gold, a keli molazov, and that's where he was mechaven Yosef for learning. The gold was mashmiyim, he says, because a person that has archova can think better. When you're an oni and you're bedoichik, it's harder. He says, avadi can get to it through anias. I mean, there's a gemara in the Dorim that says, hizoru b'bnei aniyim shebehem teitz haTorah. So the gemara in the Dorim Pe'alof says that we have to be careful of the aniyim, but there's a round there that people don't know. What's the mile of an oni? So Rashi, the Ran says, Hizoru b'nei aniyim shebehem teitz haTorah. So he says, Lishtalam the Tisha b'hem teitz haTorah she'elam esek achar. Staka says, they're not busy with other things. By default, they don't have other things to disturb them. When you have to look at your portfolio, it takes away from your learning. You have to look. Vo'oid she'datan shvela aleim. The two milas that the aniyim have, that they have data shvela. A person recognizes, that's the whole idea of bikurim, is to recognize it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he has. You can have data shvela. Of course, it's harder. The Gemara says, Imsachim, the Rabbi Shem Hel, hates a dal geya, a poor man that's a balgaiva. Pshat is, you can be a poor man and be balgaiva, you can be a rich man and be shuffle. In other words, you can be a poor man and still have other asokim in today's world. You don't have to have money to be busy with shtusim. Right? And you can have a rich man that realizes, in other words, he has his priorities and focus on his learning. The mile of aniyim, the Ran is telling us, is that they're not busy with other things and they have shuffle. That's the mile of aniyim. That's how you coin a Torah. The problem is you get so sidetracked. There's so many other things, glitzy things, that makes us forget what the mile is. We get so excited. One of the things we have in this week's parsha is Parsha's Bikurim. In Parsha's Bikurim, there's a very unique halacha. The halacha is that when the aniyim came along with their baskets, they took the whole fruit with their baskets. When the ashim came along with salim, the Mishnah Bikurim says, with gold and silver baskets, they gave them back to them. So Gemara says, from here you learn out, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Because the rich, they get back and the poor man loses it. Which is always in life of that. The rich man buys his car. 3 years later he sells it. Very often he ends up, the difference sometimes is very little. He lost over those 3 years. Mashenke, this poor man, he bought his clunker and he pumped in another, by the mechanic, another $3,000-$4,000. If you look at the numbers in the end, and all he had was service for 3 years. Right? So sometimes the rich and the chanama can be richer. That's what Chazal are telling us. But that's only a metzias. Why the Tosfos Yontif in Masechtas Bikurim is bothered by? We know there's a halacha the Gemara Ma'akotin brings down. In a base oval, the masakan, when you bring food to base oval, you have to bring them in simple baskets. You get buried, the Gemara says. In Tachrichim, because it used to be so hard for people that couldn't afford burials. So they made takanas. She said, why do they make takonas by Bikurim? They should make it equal. Everyone should bring in this basket and finish and make everyone equal. Right? So in other words, we think there's new things called takonas. There were takonas right in the Gemara's times. They made takonas. And then there's takonas. He's bothered by why Bikurim. And he says, interesting there, Satish Yantif. He says, as COVID basically came, we didn't want to minimize that the rich people shouldn't bring it in gold and silver. Which is difficult teretz. Al kovet beis lekenu, we're willing to mavaza daniim. I mean, the whole beis hamikdash was made in a way that people should be comfortable. We even let goyim come bring karbonas. The halacha is And Oyla and Chatas is made in the same place on Sofen, not to embarrass a person who's bringing a Chatas. They can bring an Oyla there. People think maybe he's bringing a Dova. It's undercover, not to embarrass him. It's like the TVs used to come in air conditioner boxes in the mountains, right? Not to embarrass the guy, right? That's how he used to come, right? The guy once told the story, said, we ran out of air conditioner boxes, right? That's what they say over. A guy came to the mountains, he was in Walmart buying his TV. And the guy says, I'm sorry, we don't have any more air conditioner boxes to cover the TV in, right? As it used to be, not to embarrass, right? So, how come here the Beis HaMikdash is willing to kneel and myself going to feel bad? I think Shanta means, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't be focused on what somebody else has. You're supposed to be focused on what you have, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. The whole tachlis of Bikurim is to have HaKadosh HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look what He gave you. Look what He gave you. If you're focusing on what you have, not what you don't have, then you won't even notice what somebody else has. You won't even notice. Half the time is because you're not satisfied with what you have. So mainly you're looking at what other people have. But if you notice what you do have, right, the glass is half full or half empty. But if you notice, the whole tachlis of Bikurim is to notice what you have. And we say, you're not a kofi toivo. That's the idea of Bikurim. So if a person's attitude, he's not going to be jealous. If a person is doing well, looking of what he has, he doesn't get jealous what other people have. In the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to be focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it says, Kvoy Beis Elokeinu, means the goal is when a person goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not supposed to be thinking about other people. Not supposed to be looking what other people do. Unfortunately, shuls, that's what people always look at other people. The girl writes, he tells his wife not to go to shul. And the reason is, he says, because you're going to see clothing that other people have, and you're going to be jealous of it. So he told his wife, rather don't go down to them and don't go to shul. That's what the girl writes, the girl said, girl. Not to go to shul, because you're going to see things that other people have, and you're going to want them. This is the girl's wife you're talking about. It's human nature to see other things. In the Beis HaMikdash, at least the goal was covered Beis Lakeinu, focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least. And as man of Bikurim, where the tachlis is taka to have, not to have. So Adada, this is also very often we read this before Yom Ha'Ro'im. Before Yom Ha'Ro'im, unfortunately, underlying most people, they're coming with their wish list to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what really, it's not about din, it's about, am I going to be better next year? That's all. Not, I'm going to be better. Rabbi Shalom, I want my gashmis to be better next year. That's really the truth what most people are diving for when it comes to Yom Ramin. They don't have the pachad Yom Adin, like the Svarim say, what it used to be. I don't know if it was in those days either. But, right? But that's what they, right? The pachad. Most people, really subconsciously, they're coming to the Yom Adin. I want to have next year better than this year. And sometimes they even ruchnias. I want to learn better. But the thing is, part of Yom Ha'Ro'im is taka to look back and see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me. Where can I do? What can I do for Him this year better? And the Svarim bring down, if you look at the whole davening Rosh Hashanah, is about Malchus, not about Din. Because a Melech, if he needs an army, he's going to supply them with the tools they need. So if you can show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on last year, or based on the Kabbalahs you're going to do this year, that you can be an asset to promote Kavod Shemayim. So of course you need your needs to be able to do all that. We can quote this Ben Yehuda, that there have been a time learned better when he had wealth. So I need some wealth to be able to learn better. But if you bridge the Gashmias for the sake of Ruchnias and the Chanamah, then in the Chanamah, so v'samachta b'chala toiv, you could learn a little slightly more twist than the way the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh learns. He knows b'chala toiv, it's koilal all toivis. He should say v'samachta b'chala toiv means you take all the gashmis. But you use it for ruchnias, then you'll be samachta b'chala toiv with the gashmis and the ruchnias. The koil will be koilal both. Should be zaycha taka to be able to utilize all our resources that we have on Baruch Hashem. We live in a world where the Algolus is ganz fine over here. It's a ganz fine world. And Baruch Hashem, you know, we a person that has type of gashmi, he can only use it to steiger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more he uses it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more likely he's going to get more, because the Rebbe Shalom sees it's worth investing in him. If I invest in him, I'm going to end up with more dividends and better, more learning. That's what you have to demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we zeicha, we be zeicha takach, as to say, a good kebenchio.